Joined by Olds Grizzlies head coach Dana Lattery, wrapped up a four-game homestand on Saturday night with a great game for the fans to watch there against the Drumheller Dragons, and obviously they're going to be on your radar a couple more times coming up here. But Dana, just your thoughts overall on the four-game homestand and what the team was able to build here with some consistency and being able to practice and play at home.
Yeah, it was good four games. First game I thought we completely outplayed the other team, outshot them 50-30, and we just didn't quite get our win. Then we bounced back the next night, get a win, and, the weekday game against Camrose wasn't so well for the team, but then we came back Saturday night, and you lose in a shootout. So basically it's a skills competition. Could go either way, but I was proud of the boys, the way they came out Saturday, winning battles and stuff. It's good. Lots of things to go, lots of things to learn, and but the guys are hungry.
The Drumheller game Saturday, obviously, this is the kind of hockey that everybody comes out to AJHL rinks to watch, and, had a little extra because of the trades in the offseason and the players that have moved both ways on both teams. So, your first look at the Dragons this year, you got five more meetings yet to go, including this coming Saturday. Just what are you expecting out of the season series versus a team that you met in the playoffs last year?
Well, it's good. Every year we've played Drum, it's been emotional, and it's been, the compete level's been there. It's something the fans always love to watch. We love to be a part of. Our guys in the room love to be a part of. They got a very good hockey team over there, some very high-end skilled forwards, and a very good goaltending duo there. It's going to come down to that, I think, probably the next five games that we do play them. It's very competitive, and if it goes to a shootout, it's probably best for the fans, and it was a great game.
As far as the things that the team is working on here, as you move to about the quarter mark of the season, getting 15 games in for a lot of these players, obviously big given how many rookies there are. But some of the other things that you guys have been working on and have seen improvement in, obviously the power play has started to come along. What do you think has led to that, almost from the showcase weekend on, really starting to generate some chances and goals?
Yeah, before the showcase weekend, we, addressed that. That was something that was definitely a weakness for us. We really harp on the guys of staying out of the box. And so I think if you're going to be adamant about that, you got to find a way to reward them if they're going to get on the power play. So as a coaching staff, we, definitely sat down in here and went through our power play and the personnel we had out there and, made some adjustments, went over a lot of NHL game tape and just showing them, what's expected for the work ethic that's on a power play. And I think that was the biggest change was, the guys just realized they had to outwork the penalty killers. And once they started doing that, they got opportunity, and we've relied pretty heavy on our power play and capitalizing on that. And when we do, we have a good chance at winning. And, when we don't, we don't seem to find the back of the net 5-on-5.
You have a number of the power play goals that have gone in lately have been defensemen that are getting them, including Josh Michener getting his first AJHL goal the other night. Just how important with the team, the way it's set up this year, is getting offensive contributions from your blue line?
Well, like we've said since day one, and in the summer, we lost a lot of firepower over the summer with some guys graduating and guys moving on. We knew this year that we weren't going to have one or two guys that would do all our offense, and it would have to be done by committee. And if that's getting our defense to chip in, getting pucks to the net, getting them not blocked by shin pads and stuff, and we do rely on that. That's how our power play is set up, and it's nice to see some of those guys getting the puck in the back of the net.
The other half of the special teams is obviously the penalty killing, and that's an area where on the road anyway, the team has struggled a bit this year. What are some of the keys to finding guys that either want to do that or building a strong penalty killing unit in your mind?
Something we've been working on a lot the last couple of weeks is just finding the identity and what exactly a penalty killer is, as far as the character, the courage that it takes to go out there. And you're not rewarded for scoring goals. You're sometimes forgot about, and it takes a special individual to go out there and block those slap shots and work twice as hard, being a man down, and maybe taking 30 second shifts and getting off the ice. And so that's something we had to identify in our room is who wants that, who wants to be that special player that can sacrifice for their team so that we can kill off those penalties and go back out there 5-on-5 and do our thing. And once we did that, I think our penalty kills, been taking a turn for the better. You know, still lots to work on, and you know, definitely our road penalty kill needs a little better, but I think it's coming.
Yeah, and you'll have a chance to test it out here with this road trip that's coming up for you. What are, you know, some of the keys when you start having a little extra travel in your schedule, and obviously having to deal with the road environment for the team to have success?
Well, I think the start of the season we were on the road way more than we were at home, and I, you know, never addressed that once in the dressing room, and no one else brought it up, and it didn't. I think if you focus on the fact that you're on the road, then it becomes, you know, it could become a problem. You know, whether it's at home or on the road, we prepare the same way. You know, we're very lucky with our travel schedule. Most games are an hour and 20 minutes away. So really it doesn't affect too much. To address the penalty kill on the road, it's simple as staying out of the box and, you know, playing disciplined hockey, which I think we've, you know, made a big change from last year. Is just, if you're not in the box, you don't have to kill the penalty. But, you know, at the same time, you're going to take penalties. That's just the way the game's played. And, you know, if we're working hard out there, chances are we're going to take a few penalties. And, you know, we send out those special guys out there to block shots and, you know, get us back to 5-on-5.
Great. And then the last one for you, just, you know, one more tidbit there from the four-game homestand. You did debut the new scoreboard. You did have a number of things there, particularly on that first weekend with the Friday and Saturday games. You know, what was the overall response from the community that you heard about the atmosphere at those games?
Yeah, it was great. We, with the new screen out there, and just adds such an element to our game day experience. You know, for us on the bench, we're starting to rely on it, looking back and watching the replays that happened. And it just makes the guys out there just feel like they're part of something very professional. And, you know, I've just heard lots of buzz around town with minor hockey and everybody. It's just such a cool addition to our arena. Kind of brings that giant cement wall to life over there. So it's good, great homestand. You know, lots of people came out to watch the games. I thought the guys competed hard. You know, we'll get to work on the road and grab a few wins, and we'll come back looking forward to seeing our fans again.